Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live. It is the Golden Mastermind Seminar 4 p.m. Eastern Standard call or Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful day in Northern California. It is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful in my area of the world here in California. Welcome, everyone. Diane, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Scott Lucas, good to connect with you. Welcome to Facebook Live. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Looking forward to a great Facebook Live on commitment. Today is 2 for Tuesday. Each and every Tuesday, I host two Facebook Lives, one at 4 o'clock and one at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Times. Carmen, welcome to Facebook Live. It has been my pleasure to coach you through 2019 and 2020 into 2021. Brenda, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Diane, good afternoon. Berenice, good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. It is my honor to be here with you this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Kevin Clinton Paulson, welcome to Facebook Live here. We're going to move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. This is my best-selling book, The Breakthrough Factor. Much of the content that I cover is a compilation that went into this book. I wrote this book in 2018. It was a minor bestseller on the Amazon charts. It was a bestseller for 2 days and is one of my best-selling books. Debbie Fair, good to see you this afternoon. It's actually not windy here at all where I live. So David Morrison, how are you this afternoon? Diane, good to connect with you. Bob Campbell, Jesse Morin Thompson, good afternoon. Jesse says, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday. And Jesse says, hello to all of you. Bob says, best to everyone. So we're going to move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. We're a little after 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Heather, good afternoon. Look forward to coaching you tomorrow. Heather, best to your son. Heather's son is playing basketball this afternoon, so best to Heather. Ophelia, good to see you this afternoon. Awesome to have you on today's Facebook Live. So let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Cause, meaning, purpose, and commitment. The word commit is a word that is seldom used in the English language in the sentence structure of Americans, Canadians, people from England, and Australians. It is a word that is seldom ever used. The word that many people will say is I need to, I'd like to, I'm going to, which is a future tense with no commitment. Once you begin to integrate the word commit, commitment, committed into your communication style, there's a centrifugal energy that the brain body begins to connect with. So in sports teams, they don't need to win. They commit to win. And if you've ever seen the Notre Dame locker room in South Bend, Indiana, there's a plaque that they tap, play like a champion. I believe the school Clemson University also has a rock they tap, so that is tradition, that's sports lore. And that's superstition in situations like this. But if there's a tunnel in the Notre Dame locker room. I've never been in the tunnel. I've been in the stadium, but they slap and it says, play like a champion. So that is part of the lore. That is part of commitment. Now, when you're committed, then you begin to let go of your avoidance tendencies. I wrote a best-selling book in 2010. It's called From Procrastination to Production. I then shopped that book with an agent and then sold it to Career Press. They turned it into 4 different languages, and it sold a few thousands of copies around the world. And it is in every Barnes & Noble in America at one point. So that book breaks down why we avoid. The word procrastination in Latin means procrastinare, means to avoid. Now, if you have avoidance tendencies, there'll be a direct reflection of your emotional state where you stay overwhelmed. Anxiety about an outcome that hasn't happened. I should, and that's what many people do, is they should, and then they should themselves to death. Should, like to, kinda, going to, guess. These are all words of hesitation. These are words that we emotionally medicate ourselves with. These are words that overwhelm us. These are words that keep us from being organized. These are words that keep us from paying our taxes. These are words that keep us from balancing a checkbook. These are words that keep us from having a simple system that we can monetize over and over. And if you live in an overwhelmed state, codependent, taking on more obligations and duties than you can possibly handle to fulfill your guilt that you keep holding on to, then you will have challenges committing to yourself. Now, many people can commit to others. They can commit to employers, they can commit to relatives, they commit to their children, but they have commitment phobic issues. And then they typically play behind and try and pull it off at the last minute. That is called winging. Many people are addicted wingers. Now, the clients that I coach over a 1, 2, 3, 4 year period, I assist them to have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect cause. That means events. So there are a series of events that create our commitment issues. So our commitment issues are typically a direct reflection of abandonment and rejection issues. So if we are sexually abused, molested, traumatized, violated, if we grew up in a household where we are not good enough, if we grow up in a broken home, if we grow up with alcoholism, if we have to become a parent before our time, if we are never good enough, if we are criticized, and we keep hearing this criticism over and over and over, and it becomes a narrative, a routine, it becomes a set of tapes that play over and over and over. And if we have parents or grandparents or coaches or people in our influence that say, yeah, but you did good, but you did this, but you did this, but you did this, but you did this, but. So that becomes part of your own communication style. And this is why so many people have challenges hearing a compliment. Oh, that's a great dress. Oh, this whole thing, I got it at the Five and Dime. Or they just keep talking. Many people have challenges hearing a compliment because of how overwhelmed they are and how uncomfortable it is. And then your commitment issues, your lack of commitment, will show up in multiple relationships. It'll show up in projects. It'll show up in jobs. It'll show up in follow-through. It'll show up in cause, meaning, and purpose. When you are purpose-driven, when you have a purpose, when you have a cause, when what you're doing has meaning, there's a higher probability that you will be inspired. But if you're not committed, then what you rely on typically is motivation. And this is why people will go to a seminar, a rally, a convention. And then they're like JoJo, the Indian circus boy and girl. And then they try and pull off that Herculean Monday, Tuesday. And then by Wednesday, they are exhausted. And this is what happens to many people. They'll have a coaching session. Oh my God, they're geeked up. They're jacked sideways. A gentleman just asked me right before our Facebook Live today. He asked me what my schedule is like. Well, I don't typically tell people what my schedule is like because they don't believe it. And they will say things to me like, you're a workaholic. All you do is work. And I go, no, chief, I own a business. I don't ever work. I produce results from the comfort of my house. And so, but I do have a routine. I have a system. And I put forth the energy in the dedicated blocks of time to keep my free enterprise business flowing. And in a business, you require profit. And so there's service and value, and then the profit. If you have a leveraged business and a network marketing business, a direct sales business, insurance, real estate, any situation that there's leveraged income and there's other people that there's a level of responsibility for. Now, you're not responsible for people, but you're responsible for your responsibilities. Yes, John says jack sideways. That is an old term from back in the 80s, John. You'll recall that. So the jack sideways, that means it's like JoJo, the Indian circus boy and girl. I'm in recovery from being a grinder. It means I used to grind my teeth and I used to clench my jaw, which eventually would give me headaches when I got clean and sober because I didn't have the alcohol or the drugs to take the edge off. And so I was left in that early dry drunk period of sobriety, not really understanding cause and effect. My life began to take a really, really drastic change when I started reading Louise Hay early in my sobriety. I was introduced to the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. That was a groundbreaking book written in 86. I also started studying John Bradshaw along with the personal development books. But fortunately for me, I found neuroscience and cause and effect and mind-body connections early in my sobriety in my early 30s, and then started to apply and study those key techniques of letting go, which is separating feelings from the events that shape them. Now, what many people do is they don't bridge the gap between neuroscience in motivation. They stay over on the motivation side and they try and motivate themselves into a forced energy because they're not really committed. And the reason that we don't commit, the reason that a large percent of society, now I have 12,000 clients and 60,000 hours one-on-one I've coached over a 23-year period, and then 10 years prior to that, my first 10 years of sobriety, I built direct sales businesses from the comfort of my home, and I also had an office in Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas, and Pleasanton, California. So I built organizations in the thousands over a period of time. So I had a lot of character detail and understanding, predictability, why people do what they do. I would oftentimes be the only person in my office with desk of 13 or 14, and none of my teammates would be in there, and I would be in there by myself producing. And then people would come to the meetings that night and they'd go, well, how did you have 15 people here? And I've been scheduling for the last 2 days. I would place ads in newspapers, and that's how I would create leads back in that era. It was in newspaper advertising and other means of advertising. I've always been a very skilled marketer, and I had very creative ways to create leads. I had a millionaire survey that I would use in the North Dallas Mall in the Galleria, that I would go out and I would create 20 to 25 leads a day, and I would teach my teammates to do it, but seldom would my teammates do what I was doing because they weren't committed. But then they would wonder, they would be in this wonderment about how I was having a five-figure month in the early 90s, how I was able to grow a business. Well, it's because I was committed, and I wasn't interested in what anyone else was doing. I was committed in refining and defining my skills. Now, There is a top tier coach on today's call. Her name is Heather, and Heather will understand this. She was a Division II college coach, and she recruited top tier talent, and that's what I was looking to do, is recruiting talent. And talent, but talent doesn't win championships. Commitment is what wins championships. That's the difference between being interested and committed. When you're interested, you can stand behind the glass and go, You can ponder what it would be like to be a champion. You can ponder what it's like to be able to quit your job. You can ponder what it's like to have a six-figure monthly income. You can ponder it. You can live in wonderment. You can think about it. You can romance it. But if you don't begin to commit to it, it's not it. See, it's not it happening. There's no it to it. It's you. So that means your body is in it. Your body and brain become in alignment with the clarity that you seek to create. Now, I have a museum full of treasures that I romanced and dreamed of. A few of you have seen them when you've come to my events. And I saw all those before they happened, and I dreamed of them. I romanced them. But most importantly, I moved beyond romance to practical reality. I started buying real estate early in my career, and I started buying houses and selling houses, making profit and losing money, but I learned how to rehab them. And I started to put a team of professionals together, and I committed to owning a museum. Now, I committed to owning the museum, my own personal museum, not something for the public, not something to show off or showcase. Diane Hunt is on today's Facebook Live. She's been to it before. So it's something that I had a vision of. And so I had that a vision of it before it ever happened. And I started to imagine the cars and the autographs and all the collectibles I was going to have in there, the gas pumps and the gas signs, and I had in the antique saddles that I would put in there, and a sword collection. Then I was going to have a painter come in and paint murals on the wall. And so all that started to manifest itself because I saw it first and committed. And Debbie Fair is on today's Facebook Live. She has also seen it. So, but this is all a byproduct of commitment. Now, I'm from a little tiny town like this. Like, when I mean little tiny town, I mean like this. Both of my grandparents are from one gas station towns. My grandparents are from Stringtown, Iowa. Stringtown. It's not even on the map. If you look up Corning, Iowa, it's very close to Omaha, Nebraska. My other grandparents are from Reading, Iowa. R-E-A-D-I-N-G. It doesn't even have a gas station anymore. It's not even a town. They don't even have a school. That's where I came from, small town America. I never had a mentor. I never had a coach, but I was committed. My best friend in college played 19 years in the major leagues. Pissed me off that I didn't do that. Another one of my friends played 4 years in the National Football League, Bill Whitaker. Played at University of Missouri. His brother was my best friend. I sabotaged my career. And when I got clean and sober, I knew that was a reprieve. That was my second chance. And I wasn't going to fucking sabotage this one. I'm a recovering sabotager. And the first thing that I ever really committed to was to being a millionaire. Now, that means whatever it means. It didn't mean the money. It meant the lifestyle and the life I wanted to live. And I was prepared to commit to it. Now, this is how you cross the bridge. It sounds simple, but the difficulty is in letting go of your ego. The simplicity of living the life that you commit to living. It's not that you want to live. It's not that you'd like to live. The word commitment must be in alignment with your actions. So when you can commit and you have actions that are in alignment, that is called concurrent. So what many people do is they're going to do this first, and when they do this, then they'll get this. So it's like, that's why so many people go, when I have the money, then I'll hire you. When I have the money, then I'll buy your product. When I have the money, then I'll buy your product and service. When I have the money, then I'll join you. It's no, chief, that's not how it works. The way it operates is you commit and the money shows up. But until you're committed, then the people don't show up. When you're half-assed, those are kind of results you get. When you're a slacker, when you can't get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to do your yoga, to do your exercise, your prayer, your meditation, and you're going to get around to it, well, fuck that. It never happens like that. I mean, it really, commitment comes from being committed. And when you're committed to the cause, the purpose, and you're ready to just lay it out on the line, when you come from that kind of passion, the tears that come down your face, those are passion tears. That's the pain of regret that you've lived in. You're never going to be like that again. Because you go from regret to commitment. Pride is not why you succeed. You don't do it from pride, you do it from commitment. And you don't do it for the money, you do it for the task well done. When you come from the task well done, then that's when it has meaning. That's when it has cause. That's when it has purpose. That's a different energy. When you come from that space, that's posture. People feel that in you. That's the rawness. That's the realness they look for in someone. It's not how fluent you are. It's not your language style. It's not what a great writer you are. It's how committed you are. So when you're committed, other people commit. But when you're half-assed, when you're interested, you attract the same kind of people to your reality. Now, there's two situations. When you're creating leverage in a business, real estate, insurance, or you want to be an influencer, a follower, someone like this, then you got to really show up. I watch an influencer named Crystal Tinney, KrystalTinni. She has great content. People follow her. She's in a lot of the Truther sites. She's on Instagram. And she has a lot of followers because she does short videos and she absolutely delivers great content in a very short forum. And that's what you want to be able to do, is deliver the content, be able to deliver the outcome in a dedicated block of time. But what most people do is they waste way too much time. See, if you're committed, your time is valuable. And you don't waste your time in areas that don't serve you, a team, or others. Now, when you have dedicated blocks of time, you dedicate it to relaxation, your children, your husband, your wife, in situations like this. But if you want to build a business and live a good life, a large percent of your life requires a commitment. If you want to be wealthy, have assets, have real estate, be able to retire, then a large percent of your life is going to be devoted to that craft. And if you're not willing to devote to it, just keep your job, because it's not going to be worth it. You'll never make it. You can't. There is no such thing as half-assed. There's no such thing as interested. And if you're scared, fuck it, quit, because you're not going to make it. Scared money never wins. You can't gamble from scarcity. You can't play poker from scarcity. You get your ass handed to you. Great poker players smell it. I mean, they smell you. They smell the fear on you. When you come from that type of energy, it just does not happen. And this is why when you prospect like this, when you're overwhelmed, worried about the outcome, you can't be in the middle of the conversation and hear what's meant versus what's said. And if you're ready to pull that plug on an investment and you're worried about it, you're more focused on losing than you are gaining, then you've lost before you ever started, because scared money never wins. And see, you have to be willing to lose so you can win. But most people are too afraid to ever lose. That's why they fear failure. See, but in business, it's not losing, it's all experience, because your life isn't on the line day to day. It's all about it's who you become and then how skilled you become in your reflexes. But when you come from being overwhelmed, your reflexes aren't conducive with how brilliant you are. There are many of you on this Facebook Live today that I have a deep amount of respect for. There are many of you that I've been able to really connect with, and I have a deep appreciation and a deep love for you. And it pains me, see the tears, to see you struggle. I'm a recovering struggler, and it is painful to struggle. It's painful to know you have it and don't. And doesn't it just piss you off to know you have it and then you're fucking broke? And doesn't it pain you? Doesn't it pain you to see what's happening in our world today? I mean, doesn't it pain you to know that you're not delivering what you're capable of? Hi, Nicole. So good to see you on today's Facebook Live. I love you and your husband. You're such classy people. And for those of you that, I mean, you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, and you haven't been able to live the life you want. It isn't over. The game is not over. But you cannot possibly live your dreams, have assets, be able to retire by being scared, being in anxiety, being in fear, and being in doubt. I mean, there are those of you on this Facebook Live today who have immense talent, more than I do. And see, my success is not about talent. My success is about commitment. And I am the most committed person you've ever seen, because I will commit. I will do it over and over and over until I understand the inner game of it. That's what a commitment is. Bryce, you're on this call today. You are a top-tier baseball player. Bryce, you can unequivocally crush real estate. Heather, you are a top-tier coach. You have millionaire written all over you. Cassie, your record as a high school coach is exceptional. You had over 80 victories and 30 losses. There isn't anything within you stopping you except yourself. There are so many beyond you. Debbie Fair, you have it within you. I've seen it in you. Nicole, you have the ability to be the greatest coach. Better than me, you have it within you. It's the discipline. Jesse, your gene pool in your family is deep. You have so much talent in that family. I mean, oh my God. John, my friend, John, you are so good, John Law. You have so much in you. You have so much worldly experience. Oh my God, you have it. They're just all of you on this Facebook Live. It's just such a waste of energy to not be able to be your best you. And it's all within you. There's no secret to it. The skill is discipline and commitment. It's letting go of the anxiety you keep telling yourself. You have to stop worrying about being successful. So many of you spend so much time trying to control success that hasn't happened, worrying about what other people are going to think or say, worrying about how you're going to pull it off, worrying about how you're going to massage and manage a team. I have a gentleman, he's not on today's Facebook Live, but his name's David Price. David is a remarkable story. 7 years ago, he didn't have a car. 7 years ago, he didn't have a car. He's an insurance professional. He had a multiple six-figure year last year. And when I say multiple, I mean multiple. John, you know him. Multiple years, 7 years ago, he didn't have a car or a job. He's a military professional. He's in recovery. I mean, could be you. Bernice, look at everything you've been through to get here. Look at all the health challenges you've overcome. Look at you. Kate Grayson on today's call. Scott Lucas, look what you overcame over 20 years ago. I mean, just look what you've overcome. You can't go out this way. I mean, before you finish today, write your own Declaration of Independence so that you are independent of being overwhelmed, so that you are independent of anxiety, fear, or doubt. Create your own constitution, your own constitutional common law, the law of man. Create your own laws for yourself today and come completely from cause, meaning, and purpose. Allow yourself to be driven by your purpose rather than driven by your anxiety. It's such a fucking waste of time. Mike, you have it. You know you do. Mike D'Ambrosio, I had the privilege to coach this young man. The edge and the juice within him. He owned his own garage when he was 21 years old while he had a full-time job. I mean, he has it within him. Diane, you have it. You moved your family, sold your house from New Jersey, moved your family to a little town in Utah. I was there in May of 2018 at a table when Brittany Carr just absolutely lit you up And you went home, and within 14 months, your family was in Utah. That, I mean, you went from New Jersey to Utah just like that. You attracted Mike, brought Mike to me. I mean, it's all within you. Just don't let your music die within you. It's just such a waste of time. Just such a waste of time to continue to procrastinate. Be overwhelmed. Charles, I see you, my brother. I know you're down there in South Carolina. Bob, you have it. Bob, remember on the trading floor back in the day in Chicago? Remember that? That's not you anymore. It's your destiny, Bob. You have it within you. That's Bob Campbell. You are the man. Cassie just said she'll be in Utah with Diane Hunt. That's correct. That's when you commit. You allow yourself to move from interest to commitment. Instead of romancing where you're going to live, commit to it. Josh, good to see you. Josh Morin's committed. He's committed one day at a time, 2 years back to back. I'm so proud of you, Josh. It requires that type of commitment. Josh, forever grateful for you introducing me to Bryce, your sister, and Wendy. So, I mean, without you, I wouldn't be coaching them. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up today's call. Today's a very couple of interesting next couple of days in American history. I pray for all of us, our country, to be our best. It's a very interesting time in American history. Commit to being your best, regardless of the circumstances. Have a great afternoon, everyone. If you're new on today's Facebook Live and you have not reached out to me, feel free to go up into Messenger. Send me your number. I have a lot of leads in my desk from the last few days. I'm transmuting that energy. So go ahead and give me your number, and I'll get back to you in just a few minutes. John Law, I watched Hang 'Em High last night, the old Clint Eastwood movie with Inger Stevens, and I looked up her Wikipedia, 1968. Great movie. Have a great evening, great afternoon, everyone. I'll be back here at 9 o'clock. By the way, Debbie says, God bless our military. Thank you, Debbie. I know that Debbie is the daughter of a Marine, so thank you, Debbie. Brenda, have a great afternoon, and I will see you back here tonight. Jesse says, all the love. Have a great afternoon.